In any given year, more than 13,000 children in Michigan are in foster care. State of Opportunity's Jennifer Guerra will be looking into their lives in a special documentary, Finding Home, airing tomorrow at 3 on Michigan Radio. Jen is here now with a preview. Welcome.
Thanks.
What questions did you want to explore in Finding Home?
I guess I really didn't know a whole bunch about the foster care system, and I had come across this family that has been foster parents for a decade. And that's sort of actually how I got on to the topic of foster care. Really, I found the family that has been a foster family for so long, and they had these really amazing stories and experiences, and they had just adopted a set of siblings from out of the foster care system. And I thought, you know, I want to follow them and see what life is like for them, see what life is like for the kids in that family. And so that's kind of how I came onto the topic of foster care.
Tell us about Susan and Michael Cly.
The Clys are, they live in Howell, Michigan, and they have two of their own children, but they grew up, and Sue Cly, the mom, was an empty nester when she was 42, and she said, that is not going to work. So she wanted to figure out how to have more kids in the home, and she saw this, I think it was an article in the Livingston County paper, and it said, you know, in need of foster homes. And so Sue Cly and Michael Cly decided that's what they were going to do. That was their next phase of life, and that was 10 years ago. And they've been foster parents ever since, and they started taking in what are arguably considered probably the hardest group of teens people to foster, and that's teen boys. So they were the place for teenage boys to go, and they're sort of the house of last resort, basically. For this was when they were doing fostering teenage boys. These teen boys had been in many placements, and then they would sort of end up at Sue and Michael Cly's house before they aged out of foster care. And they've seen a lot. They've seen a lot of stuff. And
now they've adopted little ones.
Right. Yeah.
Tell us about Andrew, Audrey, and Brady.
They're adorable. That's the first thing. So they were removed from their parents' home for domestic violence, and they were put into the foster care system. And they came to live with Sue and Michael Cly because they stopped fostering teenage boys. They needed a change. So they said, what's the next hardest group of folks to foster? And they said siblings, keeping siblings together. So the Cly said, okay, we'll do siblings. And that's how they got Audrey, Brady, and Andrew. And they fell in love with them. And they tried to make it work with the parents, but the parents' rights were terminated. And so then the Cly said, well, we will adopt them. And so they did. And so really it's a story about what's that like? Because just because you're adopted doesn't mean that your experiences are over. The trauma that, yeah, you know, put you into foster care in the first place is gone. Poof. That's not what happens.
This is not waving a magic wand and everything is magically all better.
Right.
So what are some of the big challenges that the Clys have seen as children have been through the system?
Well, a word that we use a lot in the documentary is trauma. So trauma is huge for youth in foster care, whether it's the initial trauma that brought them into the foster care system or the trauma of moving from home to home. So it's figuring out what that trauma is, and really they call it trauma-informed care. So figuring out how to best help those youth sort of deal with the trauma and overcome it, because mental health issues are huge in the foster care system. That was something that really surprised me. They have just high rates of post-traumatic stress disorder and high rates of ADHD. I mean, they just have so much. And a lot of times folks don't really know why. And I think the newer research is showing that it's this original trauma that kind of is at play here.
What did you find, especially looking at the foster care system through what the Clys have experienced? What's working in Michigan's foster care system?
Well, I think there are a number of things. I mean, I was just really looking at one family. So they do get good mental health services through CMH, Community Mental Health. So their kids, Audrey, Brady, and Andrew, are in lots of therapy, and they have a great pediatrician. And, you know, so they do get the services. And what I have found is you actually tend to get better services or more services when you're in foster care than when you are adopted and taken out of the foster care system, which is counterintuitive. And I think we are working to get better services for kids once they you know, do get adopted, because just because they're adopted out of foster care doesn't mean, again, poof, this magic wand is waved and all their troubles are solved. They have a lot of mental health issues. And so that's something that the system has to work on.
And you showed us in your documentary in Finding Home how when kids age out, when they're young adults at that point, but that doesn't, again, mean poof, everything's all better.
Yeah, the numbers bear it out. I mean, aging out of foster care without a family, the outcomes are not good. They're not good. I think 97% of youth who have aged out of foster care do not graduate college. So I think it's around half graduate high school. They're more likely to be homeless. It's just not good, right? Because mm-hmm. you don't have a safety net. You don't have a support. You don't have family. And Michigan actually is one of the better states when it comes to helping youth age out of care. That has to be so scary, being 18, 19, 20, and being on your own.
Yeah.
Yeah. So Michigan is better, is among the better states in terms of giving youth more of a safety net. But there's still a long way to go.
Jen, thank you so much. We are looking forward to hearing the documentary.
Thanks.
Jennifer Guerra is with Michigan Radio's State of Opportunity. Her documentary, Finding Home, on foster care in Michigan, airs this Thursday at 3 p.m.